This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The number of people who've been laid off from their jobs continues to soar. We were down at the State Labor Department the day it shut down its walk-in service this month because of the sheer volume of people that turned out to file for unemployment. Workers described an ugly scene that morning when the department made the decision to retreat and halt the face-to-face filing. One of the hundreds who came down that day was Keela, who found herself unemployed when Pearl Ridge closed.
I was laid off because I work at a retail store at Pearl Ridge Mall, and we're closed down for now, temporarily. I don't know for how long, so that's why I'm here, to file for unemployment.
And so the building looks shut down?
It does. I just got here. I tried to file online all weekend and couldn't get through. The system was down. So I'm hoping someone will come to the door here and tell us what's going on.
Another person, Josh, was laid off from his job at Macy's Ala Moana. Like Keela, it was the first time he has had to file a claim.
My story is I work in retail, and I was one of the people that was affected by the store closures. I mean, I get it. Basically, as working in retail, it's the kind of thing where you get exposed to the public a lot. And I can understand basically being... closing the store to limit the spread of this thing, but at the same time, it just, I feel like I need something to do just to help take my mind off of things. And so, a little hard to do that when I'm sitting on my hands in my apartment.
And so you tried to file online and with no success?
Yes, so far. I've been able to get on their website sometimes, but it always seems to like crash after a while.
And Tina Wary owns a small business in Honolulu, and she felt she had to do something to help her workers.
I am coming down here to represent all of our employees that are trying to get benefits. I mean, we officially went dark effective today, and they are, the service industry, you know, it's paycheck to paycheck. So I'm trying to do whatever I can to help them file the right paperwork.
And they tried to file online?
They tried to file online. Nobody can get on. Nobody can get, and I've been trying since this morning, since I got up. So I spent a couple hours myself trying to get on, and I wasn't able to get on.
Okay, so you're down here and the building is closed.
It is closed. Yes, so I see that they've got an appointment number up, so I'm gonna pass that along to the employees and have them just keep calling that number so they can get an appointment to come down for themselves. It's the only thing I can think to do.
Now, the state reported the claims for just last week totaled 101,021. Current total claims are at 134,000. This morning, we talked to State Labor Director Scott Murakami about the crushing load of claims that will soon deplete the Unemployment Trust Fund and the technical problems that residents have experienced online.
Basically, on Wednesday, the 18th of March, we started to see some degradation in the system. So the system started slowing down significantly, and it technically never really crashed, but for all intents and purposes, it wasn't receiving the number of filings that we normally could process. So on Thursday, for example, this was March 19th, we only received 1,117 filings. But you have to remember that that's still significant because in the last week of February, on the Thursday, we received 76 claims. So you can see the volume that had increased significantly just by looking at the per day numbers between March and February. And as those numbers came in, what happened was our mainframe system started receiving a lot of what we call calls or pings from all of the recipients trying to file at the same time. Now, the mainframe was never designed to do that. The mainframe was designed to process filings and convert them into claims. They weren't meant to actually answer all of these calls. And that's what caused the system to slow down significantly.
So how are we doing right now? Can we handle?
So at this point, what we've done is we've put in a front-end server that allows us to better manage the files and manage the traffic going into the mainframe. And what that allows us to do is that the mainframe starts doing what it really should be doing, which is processing claims. And the front-end service that we have through the web server, through the web form, allows us to manage the claim, the filings as they come in to us.
Are there any snags in getting the forms or the claims processed? You were able to ramp up with staff, correct?
We are able to ramp up with staff. We still need more people to help us. But as I was explaining earlier, the challenge is that we do have confidential records, and there is an issue with making sure that we have proper people there. So there are a number of things that we did to address the staff. The first thing we did was an internal reallocation. In the ending of February, we had 7 claimed staff in the front office for UI. Through internal redistributions of staff throughout DLIR, I believe that number went up 45 now. So we have 45 staff either manning the phones, helping with password reset, helping with claims processing. And so that has been an internal reallocation of staff. We also are starting up, we're trying to now move from receiving claims, although we're still receiving claims and we're still seeing high volumes of that, we need to move into reinforcing our capabilities in claims processing. So we're looking at actually moving our call center outside of DLIR and into the entrepreneur sandbox. From there, converting our call center into a claims processing center.
Okay, when will that happen?
Our target is for the end of this week.
Can you address the situation with our unemployment fund? Because at the rate we're going, we're going to run out. But the federal government did pass the bailout bill on Friday last week. So how do you see that replenishing the fund?
We haven't gotten specific guidance from the U.S. Department of Labor yet regarding how that money is actually going to come to us. So in other words, there are two situations we're looking at where it sounds like, and the more probable one is where they'll just let us draw the funds down. In that situation, our trust fund would then be just carrying the cost of the normal unemployment benefit and will not have to cover the plus up or the additional $600 a week. In that scenario, the maximum benefit right now is $648. So given the maximum benefit rate and the amount of funds that are in there, and assuming the 21-day pay window, the fund will be exhausted on May 20th. Now, we also ran a scenario of what happens if the claims are paid out at the average weekly benefits that were being paid out prior to this happening. So in February, our average weekly benefits were $515. So if we use that as the burn rate, the fund will exhaust on June 5th. And this assumes, of course, that we're not going to see a whole lot of additional funds coming in and a number of other things that we've had to make assumptions on.
But is it your understanding that somehow some of that money would be replenished?
So what will happen is at the end of May, at the dates that I shared with you, we would be able to qualify this year for an interest-free loan from the government, so we would be able to borrow additional funding from them. That's what would happen with the trust. The $600, the additional benefit, I believe will be a drawdown. That's how we're seeing it. So that wouldn't affect the burn rate in the trust.
Is there anything that you want to get out to the thousands of people that are out there who are trying to apply?
You know, first off, I really do appreciate their patience. We're all in it together, and we're doing everything we can to work the solution and not just worry about the problem, because we need to get the money out. We understand that. We understand that people will start hurting very shortly. But, you know, this was a 10-year-old system that we had, and we had plans on modernizing. We had the support of the legislature as well as the administration to make the improvements into the system. But unfortunately, you know, COVID-19 happened before those modernization plans came in. And so that's what led to the initial system degradation that we talked about. At this point, we've patched it together, and we're doing everything we can to work the solution to make sure that the claims get processed on time. So, you know, their continued patience helped. I would tell you, if you're an employer, please help your employees file online. The system is receiving claims now, and that's the biggest thing that you can do if you have to separate employment with your employees. Please help them file online. I would tell you, before they even consider that, though, the most important thing is, under the CARES Act, there is relief for small businesses with loans that are being floated through the Small Business Administration. And these loans, from what I understand, can be forgiven if the businesses keep good records on whatever the requirements are that the CARES Act has put forward. But these will help the businesses to maintain payments and health care to their employees. And that would be the biggest help of all.
That was State Labor Director Scott Murakami talking about the growing unemployment claims and the need to replenish the fund, which is expected to be depleted in May. For links, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.